You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes. And hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
I don't know about you, but when he was just playing the piano there in the middle, I sort of expected either Ingrid Bergman or Humphrey Bogart to pop in and say hello. Julie Wilson and As Time Goes By from the film, of course, 1942, I think it was, Casablanca. Warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. Hope you had a good Easter. We had a very fine Easter and had lots of good food on Easter Day. And now, of course, it's back to normal.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells me you're standing near. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew, I would live life through, with a song in my heart. Song in my heart,
I just love songs with dramatic endings, and that certainly was one. That was Perry Como with A Song in My Heart. And that was the, wasn't that the theme tune to Two Way Family Favourites and then Family Favourites many years ago? I think it was. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. As you can see, it's one of those mornings where I can remember absolutely nothing. In fact, if we manage to get through to the end of the programme without messing up, it will be an achievement on its own. But hopefully all the usual things in all the usual places, and in between all of that, we have lots of good music as well. We'll be having our Bingin and Singin segment coming up in just a couple of minutes' time. But first...
Oh, yonder comes old FFB, the fastest on the line, speeding o'er the sin, oh, just 20 minutes behind time. Speeding o'er the sin, oh, and she quartered on the line, receiving strict orders from the station just behind. And when she came to Hampton, the engineer was there. His name was Georgiello, oh, with his curly hair. His foreman was Jack Dixon, standing by his side, waiting for strict orders when in the cab to ride. George's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm, saying, George, my darling son, be careful how you run, for a many of a man hath lost his life by trying to make close time. And if you run your engine right, you get there just on time. George said, dear mother, your advice I'll take heed. I thank my engine, she's all right, and I know that she will speed. And over this road I mean to go, the speed unknown to all. And when I blow at the Big Bend Tunnel, I'm sure they'll hear my call. George said to the foreman, Jack, a little more extra steam. I'm going to run old number four, the fastest she's ever been seen. And over this road I mean to go, the speed of a cannonball. And when I blow at the Big Bend Tunnel, I'm sure they'll hear my call. And from this engine you must leap your darling life to save. I want you to be an engineer when I'm sleeping in my grave. No, no, said Jack, I want to die so free. I want to die on the engine I love, 143. And from this engine Jack did leap, the river was foaming high. Said, I'm glad I were on Oceano when I had to die. On up the road she darted, against the rock she crushed. Topside down of the engine, poor George's breast did crush. His head went against the firebox door, the flames were rolling high. Said, I'm glad I were on Oceano when I had to die. The doctor said to Georgie, my darling boy, lie still. Your life may be saved if it's God's heavenly will. No, no, said George, I want to die so free. I want to die on the engine I love, 143. His mother came to him, saying, George, what have you done? Too late, dear mother, my doom in hell is done. And if I had a local train, the truth you I'd tell, I'd run her into Clifton Ford or drop her into hell. His face was covered with blood, his eyes you could not see, and the last word dear Georgie said was, near my God to thee.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? That was a lady called Annie Watson telling us all about the FBI. FFV, and thanks to Bridget in Colwyn Bay who asked me to play that. And amazingly, Bridget, I actually did have that in my record library, although I don't think I've ever played it here on Angel Radio or anywhere else, actually, to be honest with you. It's part of my personal collection, but I really did enjoy hearing that. So, Bridget, thank you so much for suggesting it. Okay, time now for Bing and the singing with Bing this week. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. We also have with us one of the sponsors of the festival, Mr. Dexter Haven. So I'll ask Dexter to explain.
Thank you.
Dear gentle folk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and cats, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flats. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. Oh, that's positively therapeutic. Now you have jazz, jazz, jazz. Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall. And Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw.
That's Billy Kyle. Harville Shaw.
Now you has Mr. Barrett Deans. Listen to, well, you know who. Yeah. Hey, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail,
I sail in sailing
over the sea.
Or will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all mold of hip in Italy.
Well, I'm Reduce as for France.
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all prefer what they call les jazz high.
For me, dove, take a plane.
Oh, Baba do Zat.
Go to Siam.
Baba.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indians on the Amazon. Beat one bar and all of them are.
Oh, well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west. From the coast to the coast, jazz is king, jazz is the thing of folks dig. Now that's jazz.
Louis Armstrong singing with Bing Crosby, and now you has jazz, and we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. time to go off to Holger's house now, and each week Holger very kindly sends us a song from his private record collection that he thinks that we will enjoy. And this week it is a song from about 1936, sung by a lady called Greta Keller. It is called In Einem kleinen Nachtlokal. She was born in Austria in 1903, and Holger says that it is said that Marlene Dietrich took her style of singing from this singer, and certainly when you listen to her you can understand why. She lived partly here in the United States, and at the beginning of the 1960s she was actually the host in the New York club, the Waldorf Keller. Of course, Keller is German for cellar, which is exactly what the Waldorf club was. It's sort of like, what's that phrase? What goes around comes around. Anyway, sit back and enjoy this great lady from 1936, Greta Keller.
In einem kleinen Nachtlokal spielt eine Frau so schön Klavier. Musik zur Stimmung, ganz nach Wahl, von 8:30 bis früh um 4. Heute Freude, Lachen und Scherz, morgen manch gebrochenes Herz. Immer für den Augenblick stets die richtige Musik, das kann nur eine Frau verstehen. In einem kleinen Nachtlokal spielt eine Frau so schön Klavier und ist das Herz voll Leid und Qual, setzt man sich stundenlang zu ihr. Sie kennt Lieder von Liebe und Glück und so sentimentale Musik. Sie spielt im kleinen Nachtlokal, mehr weiß man nicht von ihr. Und doch manchmal kommt einer, dem muss sie gehören, dann sieht sie nichts als ihn. Und ihre Lieder, die alle betören, haben dann plötzlich Sinn. Dann spielt sie eine so zärtliche Weise, die jedes Herz bezwingt. Doch ist es nur für den einen allein, für den ihr Liebe klingt. In einem kleinen Nachtlokal spielt eine Frau so schön Klavier. Musik zur Stimmung, ganz nach Wahl, von 8:30 bis früh um 4. Heute Freude, Lachen und Scherz, morgen manch gebrochenes Herz. Immer für den Augenblick stets die richtige Musik, das kann nur eine Frau verstehen. In einem kleinen Nachtlokal spielt eine Frau so schön Klavier und ist das Herz voll Leid und Qual, setzt man sich stundenlang zu ihr. Sie kennt Lieder von Liebe und Glück und so sentimentale Musik. Sie spielt im kleinen Nachtlokal, mehr weiß man nicht von ihr.
In einem kleinen Nachtlokal from Greta Keller from around 1936. And that was the song from Holger's house this week. Holger, many thanks for sending it, and we look forward to having another song from him around about the same time next week. And don't forget, you can listen to Holger here on Angel Radio. Check, please, the website for details. All right, where are we now? Well, we're just about ready for Forever Iris. These are songs that Iris, who used to present a program here on Angel Radio, just loved. And we play these in memory of her, because it was due to her that I ended up on this radio station, although, as I say, most weeks she didn't even know that that was the result. But we just love her voice, or I love her voice so much, and listen to her programs even today here on Angel Radio. There was just something very, very special about our Iris. So this week, three songs, or two songs and a piece of music that we know she loved. We have Whispering Hope from Jim Reeves. We have The Echo Told Me a Lie from Alan Jones. And in the middle, The Big Country, the main title theme.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word.
For the breaking of day. valley of echoes, if she loves me,
love me.
And thrilled inside as the hills reply, she loves me,
love me.
How could I guess from your sweet caress that the echo told me a lie? We've had to part and it broke my heart, for the echo had told me a lie. So through the valley I'll sing, come back to love me,
love me.
And if the echo can bring you back to love me,
love me,
I'll hold you then in my arms again, and the hills will echo a sigh. And I know that the echo never told me a lie. I asked the valley of echoes if she loves me, and thrilled inside as the hills reply, she loves me. How could I guess from your sweet caress that the echo told me a lie? If I had to part and it broke my heart, for the echo had told me a lie. So through the valley I sing, come back to love me. And if the echo can bring you back to love me, I'll hold you then in my arms again, and the hills will echo a sigh. And I know that the echo never told me a lie.
Frank Cordell was waving his stick at the orchestra there with "The Echo Told Me a Lie," Alan Jones singing. We started off with a really lovely version of "Whispering Hope" from Jim Reeves, and in the middle there, wasn't that a great theme? "The Big Country" from Jerome Ross and the United Artists Studio Orchestra, in memory of our Iris this week here on Beagley at Night.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Time now for Beagley's Big Three, and this week Skip, who lives in Des Moines in Iowa here in the United States, has chosen the Big Three, and as is the case most weeks, I don't think anybody needs to introduce anything.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low, "My darling, I love you so." The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but relive that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
hearts gently beating were murmuring low. Tell me you love me, you say you'll be true. Then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I've made up my mind to tell you goodbye. But I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind. Cause the honey drips from your sweet lips when tasting I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm clipping your wings, you're flying us through. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. About you, you butterfly. Ooh, I can't live without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind. The honey that drips from your sweet lips when tasting them out of my mind. Ooh, I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying us through. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You butterfly.
Sing it loud.
great songs from Andy Williams there. We started off with Anniversary Song, and then we had Butterfly, and then Happy Heart. And my thanks to Skip in Des Moines in Iowa for suggesting those songs this week. Very much appreciated. And if, like Skip, you would like to suggest Beagle's Big Three, just drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the songs that you would like and by whom, and we will be very happy to play them as Beagle's Big Three. And if you can't email, then you can always call the good folks during normal office hours and ask them if they'd very kindly mind sending me on an email, so you don't have access to it. And I'm sure you'll find that the answer will be a resounding yes. So, Skip, thank you so much for that. You're listening to Beagle at Night, and now it's time for Tell Me a Story. And I'm sure you could not really have failed to have noticed that the gentleman that used to be called Prince Charles, who is now King Charles III, has been in the news a lot just recently, and I suspect over the next couple of weeks will be so even more. So we thought it might be quite interesting to take a look back at his early life through the reports from Pathé News.
Buckingham Palace, which for 62 years has seen no royal birth, His Royal Highness the baby is born behind these windows. Broadcasting the news that all have waited for is light program announcer Franklin Engelman.
It has just been announced from Buckingham Palace that Her Royal Highness the Princess Elizabeth, Duchess of Edinburgh, was safely delivered of a prince at 9:14 p.m. and that Her Royal Highness and her son are both doing well. Listeners will wish us to offer their loyal congratulations to Princess Elizabeth and the royal family on this happy occasion.
Newspapers find their boldest headlines as outside the palace, all-night crowds are rewarded by the bulletin announcing that Her Royal Highness and her son are both doing well. An early visitor to the palace is the Caxton Hall Registrar of Births, Mr. John Stanley Clare. He shares a royal secret, the Christian names of the baby prince. In Hyde Park, the King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery fire a salute to the infant prince. The bells of the Abbey, which a year before had seen a royal wedding, now carol a royal birth. At Queen Charlotte's Hospital, a day forever honored by the impartial hand of time marks the happiness of other couples. Seven babies sharing almost to the minute the royal birthday. A year, all but 6 days, since the citizens of London acclaimed the newlyweds at the palace balcony, the nation shares anew the pride of the prince and princess. To Princess Elizabeth, the world adds its heartfelt greeting in the hour of her supreme fulfillment. At lovely Windlesham Moor, their recently acquired country home at Sunningdale, Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip spend a happy afternoon with the world's most famous baby. These are the first newsreel pictures taken since his christening of Prince Charles, now 8 months old. A heavy program of official engagements prevents the Princess and the Duke from seeing their son as often as they wish. It is only on occasions like this that they can enjoy the happiness of parenthood. The way Prince Charles meets the ordeal of facing the cameras so early in life speaks well for the future, as he will undoubtedly become the most photographed child in the world. And so the young prince, still unaware of the great destiny that is his, grows up in this strange new world, yet bears with him the deep affection of the British people. It's been happening all over the country. That first day of boarding school with slightly anxious parents handing over slightly anxious youngsters to a strange new world. Cheam School in Berkshire is no different. You can spot the confident old-timers. Though, after a few roll calls, they'll all be behaving like old-timers. Parents are kissed goodbye, and politeness demands that sisters be included too. They can then be forgotten till Christmas. Cheam schoolboys are obviously nautically minded, though some of the more impatient types are more at home with aircraft. Not to mention assorted armaments. Oh yes, and literature too, if you insist. But on the first day, no one has much time for books. Cheam School has 55 acres of grounds. And as there are only 99 boys, that works out at 1.8 boys to the acre if you spread them all out tidily. All right, just you try. What's he doing here? There must, after all, be something different about this new term at Cheam. The boats and aeroplanes are forgotten as a sports car drives up to the door, for it contains a new boy who is making history, Prince Charles, heir to the throne. His parents, too, have brought him here themselves. The family is welcomed by the joint headmaster, Mr. Peter Beck. Prince Charles is in school uniform, except that his tie is black and not blue, for the court is still in mourning for his great-great-uncle, King Haakon of Norway. A special welcome for the Duke of Edinburgh, for he is here not only as a father, but also as an old boy. He was a Cheam pupil from 1930 to 1933. Yes, this 8-year-old boy is creating a great precedent. He is the first heir to the British throne to go to school. He will be the first King of England to have been educated as a boy among other boys. Admittedly, a boy with a rather special destiny. But his rank will count for little in the rough and tumble democracy of playground and dormitory, which is exactly how his parents and his future subjects would wish it. Gordonstoun is the royal choice, the school in northeastern Scotland to which the Duke of Edinburgh went himself. This is where Prince Charles will be in the next summer term and be treated the same as all the other 400 boys. Indoors and out, Gordonstoun stresses initiative, character, self-reliance, and of course fitness. Those who discover that they have special talent get the chance to develop it. When Prince Philip was there, he took part in amateur dramatics, apparently amused about it, and captained the cricket 11. Eton was expected by most people outside the royal circle to be the school of the future king. This is preeminently the choice of the establishment, the key into the cabinet, perhaps the foremost school in the world. But probably, had the Prince of Wales gone there, it would have widened the gap between the royal family and the people. To Cheam, the Eton of prep schools, Prince Charles went in November 1957. As the Duke was there too as a small boy, the son is following the educational pattern of the father. His arrival made it a memorable day for the prince and the school, though the boys took it in their stride. That day was just over 4 years ago. Prince Charles is said to have enjoyed every minute of his time there, and has grown into early adolescence as fine a boy as his parents could have wished. He is now 13, and no doubt looking forward to moving to a senior school. Gordonstoun is only a cycle ride from the sea. Naturally, seamanship instruction is very popular. It's pretty sure that Prince Charles will enter into this part of his training with zest. He's no stranger to the sea and has the advantage of a father who learned the ropes when he was at Gordonstoun. The Duke often takes his son sailing. Next August, Prince Charles may be taking Arthur Fox out for a spin. Meanwhile, good luck at the new school.
when the skies above are clear again. So let us sing a song of happy cheer again. Happy, happy, happy days are here again.
Sullivan and his orchestra with the crooners supplying the vocals, and Happy Days Are Here Again. And before that, the early life of Prince Charles as seen and viewed by Pathé News. I hope you enjoyed those few clips that we strung together there. Going to be hearing an awful lot about King Charles over the next couple of weeks, of that I'm absolutely sure. And of course his coronation is actually, I'm not totally sure when his coronation is, the exact date, but it's the first weekend in May, that I do know, because I'm going to be getting up very early to watch it, as I suspect will be just a few other million people, or even perhaps billion people around the world. And you're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, and with this lady right now. Really, in a song called This Girl. Don't hear that very often on any radio station, actually. Normally the one that she's singing most is the one about the little boy fishing, which I think is called Little Boy Fishing. But I hope you enjoyed that. Something short and brief, but rather fine, nevertheless. And I did check the date, by the way, for the coronation. It's going to be on May the 6th. I'm sure I'm the only person in the whole wide world, or at least the only person who's currently listening to this broadcast that didn't know the date of the coronation, but I do now, May the 6th. So it's going to be a very early morning for me on that Wednesday morning. I guess it probably all starts officially, well, probably normally these things start around about 11 o'clock, don't they? So, but you have to have all the build-up and that. So I think it's probably going to be getting up at about 4:30 on that Saturday morning, but I'm going to do it because it's probably the only time in my life that I will ever get to see a coronation. My wife did see Queen Elizabeth's coronation. I'm slightly too young for that. And of course, back in those days, there was no satellite, and I understand what they did was that they flew the film over in relays on aircraft from London to New York, and then they put them on the television in New York, and of course put that across the country here in the United States, living in hope, I guess, that the next tape arrived before the current tape ran out. It's crazy to think that that was just, what, 70-odd years ago. And now, of course, everything live as it happens with no problem whatsoever. So, yeah, we'll be watching that. And I have a feeling probably just about everybody listening will be as well. Although there are some perfectly entitled to their opinion as well. But I will be watching just to say that I did, if nothing else. All right, what are we going to do now? Well, let's have this and then we'll have a little bit of posh. How about that?
It began in an ordinary way, and then, without warning, ordinary morning became extraordinary day. Hadn't the slightest sort of inkling, no one said love was on its way, and then, without warning, ordinary morning became extraordinary day. For there you were, and the whole world stood still. There you were, I loved you then, and I always will. At first, an ordinary morning begun in an ordinary way, and then my heart was beating at this ordinary meeting, for we both knew this was not an ordinary day.
Felt like an ordinary morning. It began in an ordinary way, and then, without warning, ordinary morning became extraordinary day. Hadn't the slightest sort of inkling, no one said love was on its way. And then, within a twinkling, without the smallest inkling, it became extraordinary day. For there you were, and the whole world stood still. There you were, I loved you then, and I always will. At first, an ordinary morning begun in an ordinary way, and then my heart was beating at this ordinary meeting, for we both knew this was not an ordinary day.
Yes, we both knew this was not an ordinary day.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Joyce Grenfell and An Ordinary Morning. And it is morning here on Angel Radio with me, RP. First hour of the program done and dusted. We're into the second hour already. And as usual, we start the second hour with a little bit of posh. Sometimes it's poetry, sometimes it's theatre, sometimes it's classical music, sometimes it's opera, and sometimes it's none of those. This week, it is some classical music. Happens to be one of my favorite pieces of classical music. Comes from the end of the this is my favorite, that I've forgotten what it's called. Don't you love it? It will come to Marriage of Figaro, there you go, with written of course by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I just happen to think that this is one of the most perfect pieces of music ever written in my life, and whenever I hear it, I always end up in tears. Have a listen to this. So much. The very end of The Marriage of Figaro from Act 4, Scene 14, and that was performed there by the Glyndebourne Opera Company. Absolutely beautiful. I just love that piece so much. And that's this week's little bit of posh. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Coming up very shortly will be some songs from Doris Day, as we have Day at Night in about 4 minutes' time.
Aldilah. del bene più prezioso ci sei tu. Al di là del sogno più ambizioso ci sei tu. Where you walk, flowers bloom. When you smile, all the gloom turns to sunshine, and my heart opens wide. When you're gone, it fades inside and seems to have died. Al di là, I wondered as I drifted where you were. Al di là, the fog around me lifted, there you were. And the kiss that I gave was the love I had saved for a lifetime. Then I knew all of you was completely mine. Al di là del mare più profondo ci sei tu. Al di là dei limiti del mondo ci sei tu. Al di là della volta infinita, al di là della vita ci sei tu. Al di là ci sei tu per me, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la.
So lazy when I'm lying in the sun, sunny summer day, cares are miles away. I feel as hazy as the lazy sun above, only want to dream of love. There's nothing else to do except to dream of you, as I'm just lying here, straws in my hair, but I don't care. I love you in a hazy, lazy sort of way, lying in the hay all day. Sunny summer day, cares are miles away.
I feel as hazy as the lazy sun above. Only want to dream of love. There's nothing else to do except to dream of you. As I'm just lying here, squashing my hair, but I don't care. I love you in a hazy, lazy sort of way, lying in the hay all day.
In the A, BBC Dance Orchestra as well. I'm just having thoughts of my mother there. She'd go crazy if she heard me say that. Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and Lying in the Hay. I just couldn't resist it. All right, it's time now for some songs from Doris Day, and usually I try and choose a few songs that are even a little bit laid back, a little bit quiet, considering the time of the day, night, morning, evening, afternoon, depending on where you're listening. But this week, I want to play some of my favorite Doris Day songs, because it's my program, and I can. It's as simple as that. So here is Day at Night, and I hope you approve my choice.
Please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies. Please, please.
Please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies. Please, please. Here I am waiting, anticipating the kisses that I'll get from you.
Don't eat the daisies, please, please.
Please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies, please, please. I'm so romantic, but I'm getting frantic, wondering what you're gonna do. Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Do you love me not? That's what I'm longing to know. If you love me,
you love me,
love me a lot. You'll prove it by letting the daisies grow.
Oh, please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies, please, please.
Supposing it showers while you're eating flowers, the hours are wasted away. Eat the daisies today. Do you love me? Do you love me not? That's what I'm longing to know. If you love me a lot. You'll prove it by letting the daisies grow.
Daisies grow.
Oh, please, please, don't eat the daisies. It showers while you're eating flowers. The hours are wasted away. Please don't eat the daisies.
Don't eat the daisies, oh.
Don't eat the daisies today. Don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies
today.
That's the color of the skies when the one you love loves you. When our brown eyes blue, periwinkle blue. When the eyes you idolize, idolize no one. Willow, 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 sing your melody. Moonlight steals across his pillow, kiss him. day that he says I do to me. I'll be dressed up in my best gown of periwinkle blue. Peri, periwinkle
at last. secret love's no secret blown away. Gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the the gladness that filled my heart, just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind.
Songs from Doris Day in our Day at Night sequence this week, suggested by Brad is in Chicago, so thank you for that, Brad. He suggested it a long time ago, and I think it's currently the second oldest surviving segment of the program. So we heard there, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, which I know came from a film, but I can't remember the name of the film. Probably known my luck, the film was called Please Don't Eat the Daisies, but we also had Periwinkle Blue, Secret Love, and Gone with the Wind. She was in one of my favourite films as well, Calamity Jane. It's one of those films that whenever it comes on television, if you happen to catch a bit of it, you always, or at least I always, end up sitting down and watching the whole darn thing. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I really do. It's one of my favourite films ever. I could sit down and watch that over and over again, as in fact I have frequently done in the past. So that's our Day at Night sequence this week, and if you would like to suggest some Doris Day songs, or indeed suggest any music for the program, or suggest anything for the program, it is your program at the end of the day, please do get in touch with me, roy@angelradio.uk. And if you can't email for whatever reason, then you can always write care of Angel Radio in Havant, Hampshire, and they will forward the letter on to me. And of course you can get the you can get the address at the website, but if you don't have access to email, probably don't have access to the website either. So let me just see if I can get the snail mail address here whilst I'm doing other things. I should have thought about this before I actually mentioned it, but Let's see, I'm on the Contact Us page now. So if you want to write, then you can do. The address is Angel Radio, 17 Market Parade, Havant, Hampshire, P091PY. That's 17 Market Parade, Havant, Hampshire, P091PY. All right, time for this, I think.
I'm cherishing a secret in my bosom about this dreadful stage life that I lead. I've heard it said that pros are decent people, but according to the papers that I read, both actresses and actors are dead wrong'uns, whether from the palace or the hippodrome. The chaps I meet outside know I'm an actor, but I never breathe a word of it at home. So my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. It would break a poor old heart if she found out. She knows I'm a deserter from the Scottish Fusiliers. She knows I stole a blind man's can. That got me 7 years. She knows I've been connected with a gang of West End pests, and the police have had me twice inside the cage. And she knows I mix with ladies that have got a shady past, but my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. Sometimes she sees the powder on me clothing, and then it's such a nuisance to explain. If she thought it was powder, she'd go crazy. Of course I have to tell her it's cocaine. The day she met me out with Gladys Cooper, she started screaming murder and police, and would have caused a dreadful scene in public. So I told her that the girl was Crippen's niece, 'cause my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. And when I draw £600 each week, if she knew where it came from, she'd shoot me like a dog. So I said I stole the money box from an Irish synagogue. She can think that I'm a murderer before she'll know the truth. I have to have respect for her old age. And she knows that I'm a bigamist, a blackguard and a crook. But thank heaven she don't know I'm on the stage.
Just the two of us, sweetly and so discreetly, we'll be completely alone. No other world, only our own. Now we must be contented with scheme about the two of us. Yet we can have our sweet Santa dream that will come true of us. For presently and pleasantly, our hearts will be in tune. So soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
Mm-hmm.
born and soon. And before that, the great Billy Bennett, and my mother doesn't know I'm on the stage. I want to say a very good morning at this juncture to Gronja and also to Joan, two sisters that listen every week. I don't think they've actually missed a week, apart from when they went to see their brother a few months back, and he doesn't. I don't think he even had any electricity, if memory serves me correctly. But Joan and Gronja live in Wicklow in Ireland, and they every week listen to the program and wait until the last half hour for their last patties before they go to bed. And I used to give them permission, but I wrote to them and said, you know, you can drink your patties whenever you want, you don't have to wait for me. But it's Gronja's birthday, so I thought, you know what, Gronja, let's wish you a very, very happy birthday, and I hope that you like this. Comes from me and everybody here at Angel Radio, of course.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland I always claim for my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh. My heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, where my heart is, I am going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows. Never was a sweeter calling, goodness knows, than this little Irish rose.
Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, Gronja, and a very happy birthday to you. And that was, of course, Bing Crosby and Where the River Shannon flows. And no, they're not. Somebody just said, are they twins? You know, Gronja and Joan are not twins. Otherwise it would have been Joan's birthday as well, wouldn't it? So even I can work that out. It may be early in the morning or late at night, depending on your point of view, but really, Gronja, happy birthday to you. Let's see, what should we do now? Oh, this sounds good.
Tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened like everyone. Is it the thunder in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here.
And if you take
why I'm sighing, my son. You shall inherit what mankind has done. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why this is so, disguise through your loving eyes.
And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. Day is done. Day is done.
Peter, Paul and Mary, who have an affinity with Connecticut. I think all three of them lived here in the state at one point in time. I think two of them still do. Mary Travis, of course, died a couple of years ago, but she lived not too far away from here, in fact, and died in Danbury Hospital, literally just up the road from where I am now. When the Day is Done, from Peter, Paul and Mary. Now, if you fancy a midnight cocktail, here's Glenn Miller.
Jiggers of moonlight and as a star, four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mixing a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails need a few. Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees.
Discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please.
Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktails
are the thing.
Mm-hmm. Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktails are the
Glenn Miller waving the stick at the orchestra, far too busy to do all of that, so he got Ray Eberly and the Modernaires to sing along with Moonlight Cocktail. Sounds like a good idea to me. I wouldn't mind a cocktail round about now. My favourite cocktail, I do love a traditional martini, I have to be honest, although I'm going to now break that by saying vodka, not gin, but actually gin will go as well. My favourite cocktail at the moment is a gimlet, which is gin or vodka, should really be gin, and it really is fine with either, with a lime juice accompaniment. It's really very, very good. Most people make it with just roses, lime juice, but I actually always, as with all of these things, go one step better. I actually make my own cordial, my own lime juice cordial, and I tell you, you can't drink just one of them. It's not a good idea to drink two, but you can't stop it sometimes.
Though you're just a memory, though we are apart, something seems to tell me deep down in my heart. In the sweet by and by, we will meet, you and I. Don't know where, don't know when, let it be soon. When the clouds all roll by and the sun's in the sky, we'll be happy again. Let it be soon. Though many precious hours together have been denied us, if love is strong enough, they'll never again divide us. In the sweet by and by, we will meet, you and I'll wait until then, let it be soon. In the by and by, we will meet, you and I'll wait until then, let it be soon. Yeah. We'll be right back.
1946, would you believe, Tessie O'Shea and Let It Be Soon. And that was from the original 78 RPM as well. So I have to remember to flick the needle over. The needle always looks very weird when it's flicked onto 78 RPM because you're so used to seeing it flicked over onto the left-hand side that to see it suddenly flicked over on the right is really weird. But it's also a very good reminder that you haven't flicked it. Otherwise, people get terribly upset.
Sure, I've roamed this wide world over, and of all the lands I've seen, there's no place I'd rather dwell in than my little Isle of Green. Only last night I was gazing on a sight that thrilled me through. But what I saw, I'll see no more. Was too good to be true. Sure, the shamrocks were growing on Broadway. Every girl was an Irish Colleen. And the town of New York was the county of Cork. All the buildings were painted green. Sure, the Hudson looked just like the Shannon. Oh, how good and how real it did seem. I could hear Mother singing, the Shannon bells ringing. 'Twas only an Irishman's dream. Hudson looked just like the Shannon. Oh, how good and how real it did seem. I could hear Mother singing, the Shannon bells ringing. 'Twas only an Irishman's dream.
Gronja, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, one didn't seem enough and two seemed too much, but you know, if in any doubt, go for two. That's what I say. 'Twas only an Irishman's dream there from the great Dick Hames, and that's for Gronja's birthday, which is today, by the day, today, not my day but your day, so really is her birthday for the next 22 hours as well. So if you happen to be in Wicklow County, Ireland, I'm sure there'll be some partying going on down the pub.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy that he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I've read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes
I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. Upon his knee, so comfy and roomy, feels natural to me, and I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he
Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, I believe, or even Hammerstein II, from Showboat, and that was the original London cast, which means that that was Shirley Bassey singing Bill, and very nice it was as well. I got time to get in too, if I'm very quick, so let me be very quick.
I'd like to go away, be a stowaway, take a trip on a ship, let my worries blow away. There are still many treasure islands that wait to be explored, and the wide world is full of wonders for me. When a ship standing in the harbor, I wish myself aboard, and I hide till the rolling tide carries me to sea. Then I go sailing far off to Zanzibar, though my dream places seem better than they really are. Way down deep in my heart I keep them, as people will often do who are stay-at-home stowaways too. Way down deep in my heart I keep them, as people will often do who are stay-at-home stowaways.
Well, that was Barbara Lyon and Stowaway here on EU Radio from 1955. And we finish up this morning with a song from Frank Sinatra, an unusual one for him to a certain extent, because it actually comes from a musical, the music being from Oklahoma, and the song is called Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, which I hope it will be in the UK this day. I have to tell you, this evening here in Danbury, really rather nice. I'll be back around about the same time next week, all being well. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and keep it here on Angel Radio, because there's lots of good programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all the rest of that. From me, RB, in Danbury, Connecticut, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling.